Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant and sunny, with warm temperatures in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a mild breeze, perfect for a day outside. In Beer Sheva, expect clear skies throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, earlier today, a former Navy commander warns that diplomatic agreements may lead to an Israel-Iran escalation. Also, Ynet reports that earlier this hour, Vice President Vance has delayed a trip to Switzerland to lead new U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. Also this hour, Walla reports that the U.S. Vice President canceled a trip for talks with Iranian representatives, citing logistical issues. Separately, according to the Australian Jewish News, from earlier today, criticism arises over what is being called a catastrophic capitulation to Iran's leaders. And finally, Axios, in earlier reporting, notes that Vance warns Israel not to fight its only ally, Trump, on the Iran deal. Here's what people are saying online. Dalia Ziada, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that it's normal for Israel to panic as the U.S. shakes hands with Iran. The Times of Israel reported earlier today that organizers of a real estate event in London apologized after showcasing offerings in the West Bank, contrary to their assurances. Ynet Global wrote an hour ago that Vice President Vance's trip to Switzerland for U.S.-Iran nuclear talks has been delayed due to logistical difficulties. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, former Navy Commander Maj. General Eliezer Marom expressed concerns over the potential escalation between Israel and Iran due to recent diplomatic agreements. He also highlighted skepticism about the progress of Iran's nuclear program and the reliability of international oversight. This raises tensions within the region as diplomatic talks continue. Turning to Vice President Vance's postponed trip, Ynet and Walla both highlight that the cancellation comes amid logistical challenges, but also amid complex negotiations with Iran. The talks aim to revive the nuclear deal and address broader regional security concerns. The delay adds uncertainty to the already tense U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, from the Australian Jewish News, there's criticism over the U.S. president's approach to Iran, suggesting a disconnect with Israel's perspective on regional threats. This narrative contributes to the ongoing debate over U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. The implication for Israel is the need to navigate its diplomatic stance carefully. Finally, Axios reports that Vice President Vance has warned Israel against opposing President Trump regarding the Iran deal, emphasizing the importance of U.S.-Israel relations. This underscores the delicate balance Israel must maintain in its foreign policy strategy. Turning to business and markets, first, CTEC reports that Axonius has appointed Moshe Ben-Simon as Chief Product Officer. This move is part of the company's efforts to enhance its asset intelligence platform. Separately, Walla Business reports that a blade technology factory in Nahariya will close within weeks, resulting in 450 employees being laid off. This development follows failed negotiations to keep the factory open. And finally, from Globes, the Tamar gas field has boosted its production by 45%. While it is Israel's second largest in terms of gas reserves, it now leads in production capacity. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.